Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome to Light in the Darkness.
Off-topic episodes are a sub-series within the Greater Light in the Darkness podcast, where Daniel and I have an opportunity to have conversations that stray away from our normal supernatural and paranormal fare. These are our normal day-in and day-out conversations. The only difference is this time we're recording it, so you can take a listen.
So consider yourself invited to the digital campfire, if you will. The microphones are on, the coffee's hot, and I remembered my cushion this week. Speaking of this week, there's something special about it. This is an off-topic
High Beam Edition.
Now, you're probably going, well, what the heck is that? What a fantastic question, dear listener. It's where we take an already previously put out off-topic episode and we expound on it. We had a couple of extra thoughts. We like to talk. It's what we do. We like to think.
Think of this as the extended cut.
The director's cut.
Of off-topic 11, thankfulness. Kind of like when you add that extra, I don't know, interminable few hours onto those Lord of the Ring movies.
You cut me real deep, Corey. You cut me real deep just now.
Full transparency, I haven't seen the extended cuts. I'm sure they're glorious.
Judge it without knowledge. But yeah,
that'll be another off topic.
This is
judgment. Welcome to Light in the Darkness off topic judgment.
Coming to a podcast hosting service near you. But yeah, so sit back, relax. Put on your seatbelt. We're going to add some new thoughts.
Wait, Daniel.
What?
We have to talk about the stickers. This is the High Beam Edition. What do you put stickers on?
I think the better question is, what could you not put a sticker on?
That's fair. I think the obvious answer was car. But hey, I like the direction you're taking it. What? What ideas have you had for the stickers lately?
Well, I recently put one on our laptop without asking my wife. Luckily, she thought it was a good idea. So that's always nice.
That is nice. And a new discovery we've had for our stickers is actually if you take them and you press grooves into them, you run a needle on it, our stickers make for pretty great vinyl records. These are the multi-tool Leatherman Swiss Army knife of podcast gear. These stickers can do absolutely anything as far as the imagination might take you. Our stickers will be there for the ride.
Folks, if you do this, some might say you would ruin your record player. I only see how you could make it better. It's probably in the corner collecting dust. Why not put a good sticker on it, you know? You're going to end up making our sticker look like a Ruffles potato chip, but fine. What have you.
But it'll be your sticker to make look like a Ruffles potato chip when you go to litdpod.com/support and give a donation of absolutely any amount or click on the link down in the show notes to support the show. So, I think that we have fully covered the stickers.
Let me click on the high beams.
Without further ado, let's get to it. So, Danny boy.
Yes.
We had this idea to revisit, to shed further light on our previous thankfulness off topic, which was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that we want to recant or take away from it, just merely expand upon. And seeing as this is the week where in America we celebrate the wonderful Turkey Day, I mean Thanksgiving holiday, we decided to break this out and see where we might be able to go with this. So in our thought process to unpack this, you felt a little nudge to pull up the definition for Thanksgiving. So would you mind just reading that for our dear listeners?
Not at all. And again, I encourage you, quiet time with the Lord, tub time. And this is what he laid on me. dig into what Thanksgiving is, son. And so naturally, being in this generation, what do? We pull out the old cell phone and we're two clicks away from knowledge. And it means the act of giving thanks. Grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, especially to God, capital G. An expression of thanks, especially to God, once again, capital G. A public celebration and acknowledgement of divine favor or kindness. A day set apart for giving thanks to God, capital G.
So this got us thinking, if this is actually the meaning of Thanksgiving, how does that bear out in our average Thanksgiving celebrations? Do we actually celebrate Thanksgiving in a way that is true to the meaning of Thanksgiving?
You know, I know what we do at my house. We eat a lot of food. We have a lot of good fellowship. We eat a lot of dessert. There are football games being played. You know, if we get up early that morning, we are going to watch the parade. Yeah, maybe sit around the fire pit later.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do. What about you guys?
Similar. I will wake up and fry a minimum of 2 turkeys. Delicious. Deep fried turkey is the best turkey in my humble opinion.
I've had it. His fried turkey is good.
I think we've mentioned this before on the show.
Why not again?
Let's move on from my delicious golden brown fried turkey. And then
so good.
We will carve those bad boys up. And we will gather with the fam. I normally celebrate Thanksgiving with my wife's side of the family. And the last couple of years, we've been inviting some other folks over just to come and enjoy Thanksgiving with us, folks who may not have anyone else to celebrate Thanksgiving with, just so that they can feel included and have a delicious home-cooked meal and feel supported and loved.
You know, it's funny you say that. There's actually a twist on how my family does this. On the actual Thanksgiving, we spend it with my wife's family, like you. But what my mom started doing a long time ago, because she said she always wanted everybody to be able to come home, is an early Thanksgiving. And similarly, we have picked up friends who have become family, and even extended family of friends, and they look forward to this. Like, this is, for some of them, this is their Thanksgiving. They don't even, like, do the actual day. They come to early Thanksgiving at my mom's. Like, so there is a part of it. And I know you were probably thinking of it too. It's like, that is to a degree the heart behind it. Like, there is a fellowship aspect. There is a bringing others in. But it's this other part that I feel like the Lord's poking on my heart about, of like, where am I in all this?
And are we actually, as beautiful as it is to include other people and to make them feel loved, that is wonderful. And we should be doing that in our day-to-day lives, but especially around the holidays. But again, back to the point of, Thanksgiving is what we're doing, actually following the heart of that definition of Thanksgiving, to give thanks to God. Now, I know in years past, we have taken the time to stop and everybody give a reason that we're thankful. Last year, we did it with the alphabet. It was a fun little game where everybody went around the table and, you know, I'm thankful for the amazing food or the bountiful blessing of the year or the, I'm losing my alphabet now. C. What can we be thankful? I'm thankful to live in this country.
Public school. What are you going to do?
Alabama public school.
Ding, 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 ding.
But just in thinking about this, I'm like, yeah, we talked about things we were thankful for, and we made a little game out of it, but that took up maybe 15, 30 minutes of our whole day, a day that's supposed to be set aside for sharing thankfulness about the divine favor we've received.
I know for my family as well as yours, I might try to be the spark to the powder keg this year. I think I'm going to try something different, and I really think, you know, I want to ask that question because I want the answers on the other side of that. I want the divine encounters with the Lord. I want the wisdom. I want the, you know what? We didn't know what we were going to do and God showed up moment. Because, you know what? I hear those throughout the year. But on this day, and gosh, Corey, we're going to have people there, other people outside of the family who really might need to know, wow, look what God has done. I think there really is another part to this. There's a witnessing ability and giving thanks, because the funny thing is, when you break it down, That's how we fight sometimes, is being thankful. Because in moments where the enemy tries to, well, kill, steal, and destroy, we can still be thankful through it. We can fight with an attitude of gratitude and go for these thankful moments. Because you know what? I woke up today. I get to do a podcast with my best friend today. I have a wonderful wife. I could do this all day.
And we kind of already did some of this on our previous thankfulness off-topic episode. So this is the extended cut, right?
It is.
Well, extended cuts always have the original.
Yes, they do.
With a little bit of bonus material.
Mm-hmm.
So, dear listener, sit back and enjoy, even if you've heard this off-topic 11 on thankfulness before, it pays to hear it again and to hear some of the heart of thankfulness. So, Daniel, roll that beautiful bean footage and air off-topic 11 thankfulness.
We'll see you on the other side.
So, Danny boy.
Yes.
This is a topic that just really oozed up in my spirit before we started the podcast. We were actually in the process of sending one of those lovely stickers to someone who gave a donation, and I was just a little overwhelmed by thankfulness. Thankfulness that a stranger who we've never met chose to give out of their personal funds. This one was actually to support Moses. It wasn't even for us. I was still so overwhelmed with thankfulness. And the playlist that I was playing,
it was a song, everybody going, grateful, grateful, grateful. It was amazing.
Hezekiah Walker.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of gospel.
And honestly, thank you, Ashley. We just finished writing you a little note that you'll find tucked away in there with your sticker. And we are praying for you. So grateful for you. And so honored that you would partner with the Lord and with us in this awesome, awesome thing that we call Light in the Darkness.
Amen. But this isn't one big campaign for people to give us donations, so we're going to move on there.
Fair.
LITDpod.com/support.
LITDpod.com/support.
LITDpod.com/support. Okay, moving on. That was fun. Thankfulness really started welling up in my heart, and I thought maybe that would be a good conversation for us to just see where this goes. We haven't discussed this before we're sitting down and pressing record. We haven't even taken the time, really, to ask the Lord to take us in the good old Holy Ghost time machine. So, we have to hit 82 miles an hour.
Let's see you Gentiles do 80. Oh.
But thankfulness.
Right on. Right on.
I think it's something that we often focus on come November for like one meal, and we all have to say one thing we're thankful for. But scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. We spend so much time seeking God's will for our life in specifics. We spend so much time asking, should I take this job? Should I date this person? Should I do this? Should I do that?
Taking me back with all of these things. It's like, yes, been there, ask that, waited.
And all those things are good. All those things are wonderful. Those are the specific will of God for our life. And it's wonderful that we seek those things out. Colossians 1:9 is a prayer where Paul was praying over the church at Colossus that the Lord would fill them with the knowledge of his will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. These are good and right things to do, but we kind of get distracted from the general will of God for us, which is rooted and grounded in communion with him, connection with him, and thankfulness.
So you threw that on me like, I don't know, a couple minutes ago. Thankfulness. Okay. One of the most thankful moments in my life was on a couch. I'll paint the picture a little bit. I remember the night my parents split, and I just remember it was pack a bag. You think underwear, shirt, what do I need for school tomorrow, my homework. It's just an argument. You know, we'll figure it out. Rather, they'll figure it out. But I didn't know where we were going. You know, as a kid, I'm just like, okay, get stuff, get in the car. And at this point, me and the Father weren't exactly talking on the regular, you know, me and God. It was just kind of, I knew him, I knew he knew me, and we ended up going to my grandparents, and I just remember there was a guest bedroom, and Mom and Becca slept in there, and for me, there was the couch, and everybody had gone to sleep because it was late. And I just remember in this still, quiet moment of the night, I didn't really know how to feel other than, Lord, I'm so grateful that there was somewhere to go, you know? It wasn't going to find a hotel or sleeping in the van. It was just, thank you, Father, for this couch and the hugs and the wisdom that came from my grandparents in that moment. And even though I didn't feel like he and I were walking hand in hand at that point in time in my life, I don't know. I just knew somehow he was connected to this couch, like this safe place. Even to this day, it's silly, but whenever we go to Nanny and Poppy's, if I lay down on that couch, I fall asleep because I've never felt more at ease, more at peace than on that dadgum couch. And in this moment where I just knew, like, the Lord's here. He provided this couch. And the truth be told, it's nothing to do with the couch. It's just, I felt his presence meet me there when I needed it. And I have forever been grateful. I can't go to their house and sit on that couch without just getting a little smile like, thank you. I didn't even ask for it, and you showed up.
Hey, man. I've sat on that couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good people. Good place.
Wood paneling.
Warm.
Woo-hoo.
That wood paneling.
Baby, don't touch that wood paneling. It'll give you a splinter. It's nice to look at, but don't touch it.
Oh, it's real.
I'm 30 years old. They had to give me the baby talk like, don't touch that wall.
That's how you know you're loved, because if you weren't, they'd have let you lean right on it. They wouldn't. They wouldn't. Oh, man.
But that's amazing.
What about you? What comes to mind?
Times of being overwhelmed with thankfulness. You know, there is one situation that comes to mind.
Ah, here we go.
And there was a season in which I was just so incredibly thankful that I had made connections and gained some friends. When I was in school, I bounced around a lot in elementary school. I went to about 4 or 5 different elementary schools. Then it got more consistent through middle and high school. And once I graduated, I made a couple friends from work. And, you know, we all love Jesus. And let's be honest, it wasn't the healthiest thing. We were all baby Christians trying to figure it out. We would get together and, you know, pray and drink a little too much.
There it is.
For some reason, I always thought that it was okay that I was drinking, because whenever I started drinking, I'd get thankful and start just praising Jesus. And I don't condone that behavior whatsoever. But I guess that's just a picture of the fact that that's always been in there for me, and just being so incredibly thankful for those friends. And even though some aspects of it weren't the best, and even though those friendships ended up changing over time, and I'm not nearly as close to those people as I was then, I just remember going to bed at night thanking God for these 2 amazing people, 3 amazing people, 4 amazing people, like just these connections that I had made. And gosh, I forgot all about that season of just drinking too much wine, drinking too much tequila, and just getting like, oh my gosh.
I'm really embarrassed
by this now. How much I would just, we'd drink a little too much, and then we'd sing like Johnny Cash gospel hymns together.
Yeah.
And just like totally thankful and dumb.
So what I'm hearing is God met you in these imperfect people, in these imperfect relationships, and good stuff happened, and he moved.
Oh yeah.
How about that? I know somebody's sitting at home going, yeah, now those are still my friends. we're working on our testimony.
One of those friends might still be listening. I remember the time that never mind.
Fair. Yeah, I can tell by that face we don't want that story. But whomever you are, God bless you, Lord, touch him.
But yeah, thankfulness is something that when there's a lack of it, I think it becomes really obvious. I think this is a Bill Johnson quote. I want to attribute this to Bill Johnson, because almost everything that sounds good or like weighty, like sounds like Bill Johnson said it. But anyway,
that is what Bill Johnson said.
I think it was Bill Johnson who said that thankfulness and pride cannot exist in the same space.
Mic drop.
You can't be proud or lifted up in an area that you're thankful for. If you're thankful, that means that you in and of yourself did not have that to bring to the table.
Man, that's for somebody. Say that last part again.
When you're thankful, it's because you know that you did not have this in yourself to bring to the table.
Immediately, just, I'm taken back to eighth grade chorus class, and I remember, God bless you, Miss Baker. She would not let me leave her office until I sang. She's like, look here, little preacher man. Because that's what she would call me a lot of times. You're my little preacher man, Daniel. Boy, I didn't talk like a preacher back then. I got in trouble many a time for letting certain words fly. But I just remember, and actually, no, it was seventh grade. I had her for 2 years in honors chorus. And she was like, I've heard you, and I know it's in there. And this is for a grade. I'm not going to fail you. Now sing. And I sang. And it was shortly after that that there was this confidence that rose up in me, praise God. And I started singing for the Lord. But I didn't start singing at church. I started in an office in a chorus room because somebody, A, believed in me. So thankful for that, that the Lord used her, Alice Baker, God bless you, in that moment. And just, man, she did that for a couple people who I now know personally are in ministry. They also started in that office. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I forgot about that.
Teachers, y'all make impact.
You do. And to those of you whose heart is in it, as kids, we don't forget that. As students, because it's not just when we're kids. I'm so thankful for the people God sent in my life at key times to inspire growth, to inspire change, and inspire faith to rely on Him. I'm so glad they said yes, so that now I'm at a place to do the same.
Amen. Amen. And another thought, I guess if, I don't know, I often feel like these unstructured, unplanned off topics end up with 3 points somehow, although I couldn't even tell you what they are, but this feels like point three.
Okay.
Right? This has always stuck out to me, and I think that when I read this to you, the thanksgiving, I've always thought that the thankfulness in this verse is like the key. This is like the thing that really turns this verse on for us.
Okay.
And that's in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I've always thought how critical the thanksgiving is in that verse, because up until now, Daniel and I have been talking about past memories of times when things have clicked or we're walking in a situation that we're thankful for. What we haven't talked about as much yet is times where we've had to contend in thanksgiving for a situation, coming at a situation in a posture of thankfulness. I remember a pastor giving this example once for thankfulness when we're talking and approaching God. Let's say, dear listener, that you had my number. And let's say you hit me up and you said, hey, Corey, I'm really in a bind. I really need $100. Could you help me out? And I say, you know what? I've got my check. It's in the car. I'm a little low on funds right now. For some reason, I got a paper check. When I get to the bank and deposit it, I will send you $100. And then you say, thank you. But then 10 minutes later, you text me. And you say, hey, Corey, I'm really in a bind. I need $100. And I'm like, wait, I already told you that I'm going to get you the money. You just have to wait a little bit. And you're like, okay, cool. And then like an hour later, you text me again and say, hey, Corey, can I get $100? And it's like, I've already given you the answer. I've already told you that I'm going to give you the money. At that point, it's just thank you. But continuing to ask the Lord and continuing to petition Him can become a lack of faith when we're just begging for something and begging for something and begging for something without believing that He heard us the first time and not accepting His yes the first time.
Dang.
And I realize that that kind of is at odds a little bit with the parable of the wicked judge that Jesus tells us, where Jesus talks about the woman who came to the wicked judge and petitioned him and petitioned him and petitioned him. And He tells us that that's how we should petition the Father. I realize that that can be a little bit at odds with that. I'm not saying it's contradictory to that. I think there's a tension there that when we're continuing to come and we're continuing to petition the Father, it needs to be from a position of thankfulness that we know that what is our best, what is the ultimate good, His perfect will be done in our life. That is the heart posture we come to as we continue to petition Him. So I just wanted to throw in that little caveat because the two can sound almost exclusive, from one another and can sound like I'm making a big theological stinky.
Fair enough. So there you go, folks. Here's another one for you. I'm thankful for, let me be careful how I say this, Lord. I'm thankful for situations that were to a degree uncomfortable, but I grew in because I had to take a step in faith. I'm thankful that even in the moment I might have been, oh my gosh. On the other side of it, it's like, I had no idea what you were doing, Father. I'm thankful the fact that He is willing to put this in my path and trust me with it. What's it been? A month, maybe 2 months ago in Fayetteville. And I know I shared this with you, bro. I don't think I talked about this on the show yet. I had a fella come up to me in the store and we were picking up a new TV for my brother-in-law who was returning from training. And anyway, that part's not necessarily important. It was trying to figure out what TV, what mount to get everything fixed. And this dude, big guy, by the way, and I'm not exactly a tiny fella, but I was just like, whoa. Walks over, literally hat in hand, is just like, hey, bro, can I talk to you for a second? I'm kind of a watchdog. I always remember Evan from episode 5, just always watching over the kids. I always related to that. And I'm just like, yeah, what's up? So he's like, man, I don't know how to say this, but is there any way you could spare a couple bucks? I just remember instantly, like, not what I thought he was going to say. I don't know why. Maybe somebody else would have seen it a mile away. And I was just like, okay. And I was like, here, step into this aisle. Because at that point, he's like looking at my sister and I can tell he's uncomfortable. And I was like, step over here. Let's talk. Just me and you. So we go down the aisle a little bit and he just shared, like, times are hard. Job was gone. Wife and kids. And was just real transparent with this absolute stranger who he had nothing to owe explanation to other than, can I have a couple bucks? And I was like, yeah, man, let's pray first. Absolutely. Absolutely to the cash. Let me just start off there. Don't give that another thought. Let's pray. I was able to love on this guy. Just let him know he's not alone. Bro, Jesus loves you. He sees you. And rebuke shame in Jesus' name from this situation. Please don't walk away feeling embarrassed. Please don't walk away and let shame come in. Was able to give him some cash, let the Father love on him. That was a struggle for me that I didn't share with anyone for some time, is people that would do that. And in that moment, like, he took a spiritual meat tenderizer to my heart. Because here's this guy pleading on behalf of his wife and kids who aren't even here to this total stranger. As I'm sitting there buying this ridiculously large TV for my brother-in-law with my sister, and it's like, can you help? I'm so thankful for that. And I never looked at it that way until we were sitting here talking, and it just rose up in my spirit, but I wouldn't trade that moment. And I know the people on that aisle were looking at me like I was crazy on the other side, because I'm not a quiet prayer when the Spirit moves. And this dude just, I thank God, peace washed over him. And I just, thank you, Lord, you're with him right now. But yeah, so thankful for what seemed to be uncomfortable situations where he just takes us and remolds us and a step of faith occurs. Just, wow, Jesus, love you.
Amen. So I guess in short, dear listener, we believe that thankfulness is a key component of our walk with Jesus. All good things come from Him.
Amen.
We owe Him everything. There is nothing we can do to ever repay Him, even an ounce of His blood, a drop of His blood, what He has done for us. We can do nothing to repay Him for His goodness. It is nothing we earned. It's nothing we did. We owe it all to Him, and we're thankful. And we're thankful for you. So I know that the holidays are a little ways away, but maybe this coming year, when you sit there around the table, hopefully with people you love and don't hate, and there's turkey on your plate, if your family's into turkey, and it comes time to talk about what you're thankful for, maybe you'll give it a little bit more thought. Maybe you'll realize it's a holy moment. So those are just some of our life situations that we walked through in which we were thankful, right?
Yeah, good stuff.
I wish I had told some of those stories sitting around the Thanksgiving table and actually thanked God about them in that moment. A day set apart for giving thanks to God, a public celebration and acknowledgement of divine favor or kindness, an expression of thanks, especially to God, capital G, The act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, especially to God. Capital G. See, even the dictionary understands that this is a Christian concept, because all those gods are capital G. They're not talking about the gods. They're talking about God, our God. And this is a foundation to the Christian walk. Thankfulness. Thanksgiving.
You know, Cor and I were just talking off air for a moment. This is another arrow in your quiver. We can be thankful through so many situations in life. You know, and it's easy to go to the other side of things. It's easy to complain, to judge, to envy, but being thankful to me is another way of just showing praise to the Lord. This could be a game changer for so many households across the country. You know, if you're listening to this, I definitely challenge you, try to bring an attitude of thanksgiving to the table this year. Typically, we make it a turkey day. Let's make it a Christ day. Let's put him at the focus. I'm not saying don't watch the parade. I'm not saying don't watch football, but can we get back to the true meaning of Thanksgiving?
You may be looking at your life, and it may be in some degree of shambles. You may be facing a mountain of credit card debt or an estranged family member. You may be facing illness or death, and you may be asking, well, how am I supposed to actually come and bring thanks to God in the middle of this situation where I don't see what to be thankful about? And I think that there is this principle with thankfulness that when we come and we bring God thankfulness in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our mourning, in the midst of our weeping and our gnashing of teeth, or thanking him for situations that we don't possibly see how we could be thankful for this, it unlocks something. It unlocks a blessing from him. I quoted it in Off Topic 11, and I'll have to quote it again, 1 Thessalonians 5:7. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. His will is for us to bring him thanksgiving, even when we don't see how. I'm reminded of Corrie Ten Boom. She was, I believe I've spoken about her on the podcast before at least once, but it bears repeating. She was a Dutch lady who was harboring Jews during World War II. And she and her sister were sent into concentration camps because they were found to be guarding Jews. And she was transferred from, you know, one concentration camp to another, from one bad situation to a worse situation. And she was put in these bunks, and these bunks had fleas infesting them. And the first night they go and they lay down and they start itching. She says to her sister, there's fleas, how could this get any worse, there's fleas. And her sister Betsy stopped her and said, look, we just were praying earlier, we just read earlier 1 Thessalonians 5:7, and all things give thanks. Let's take this time and give thanks for these fleas. And not knowing what there was possibly to be thankful for about those fleas, not understanding how anything thanks-worthy could come out of this situation, Corey and Betsy prayed that night, thank you, Lord, for the fleas. And over the course of the time that they lived in that facility, they realized that in this bunkhouse, they had more freedom and more liberty to have Bible studies with ladies, to evangelize, to preach hope, to spread the gospel, to bring people into personal relation and encounters with Jesus. And they never understood why at previous concentration camps, there was no chance to do that because the guards were always there. But there always seemed to be this safe bubble in these bunks, and they never understood why until one day they found out that the guards did not go in there because of the fleas. There is a reason to be thankful, even when we cannot see it. I am telling you this because I have walked it. I still do not know what there is to be thankful for and some of the pains that I have walked through. I have cried in my shower over the pains of life, and I have cried, and through my tears I have brought thanks to God, because even though I did not understand how he was going to turn this situation around, I was thankful to him that he would. And this Thanksgiving, if you do not know what it is that you can give thanks for, thank him for the hard situation. Thank him for the pain, because you don't know what he may be doing through it.
I got fleas in my life. We all do. Guys, there's not a lot to say after that. I hope you chew on it. I hope you make a change this holiday season. Put Jesus at the center. We love you. Till next time. Take care, y'all.
I was going to make a joke. You said you were going to be the powder keg in your family. I was going to say, I won't have to. Once my brother-in-law hears this off topic, he's going to declare a fast on Thanksgiving.
Say it in the end. Say it in the end. Still put it in there. That's great. Matt. Guys, yeah, we don't need it. We're going to go give all this food away.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm going to make sure that he knows where to bring that fried turkey. All right. This is good. I like this. This is good.